experiences. And each of those individual experiences are living their contrast and giving birth to their idea of expansion. So what does that mean? Those of you who have been listening to us for a while, stay with us. You're going to come to a new place of understanding. So that means all of those clusters added to the expansion of this energy. So this new and improved, newly expanded, evolved you is formulating in a vibrational escrow. Got the picture of that? Now, individually, and since we're talking to you, you're the only one that we can talk to from this cluster. So over here is this vibrational escrow where you and all your soulmates have been launching future experience. So you've been in this process of becoming. And now, as you turn again and again to what feels good and what feels good, what feels better, and follow your bliss, you rendezvous, and guess who else you rendezvous with? The others who are turning in the direction of it as well. In other words, that's the way we've been explaining this to Jerry and Esther. They were born at different times, but from the same source energy, with the same intention as teachers and uplifters into this physical experience. They didn't know one another for years. Jerry was living his life, Esther's living hers. They're both launching rockets of desires. They're both expanding. In other words, the source energy part of them is expanding because of what they are both individually living. Are you getting the sense of this? Now, as they individually begin to find reasons to follow their own bliss, and they get more in touch with who they are, they come into alignment. And as Jerry came into alignment with who he was, and Esther came into alignment with who she was, guess who was standing there for each other to see? You get a sense of what we're talking about? When you come into alignment with what feels good, you must come into alignment with all aspects of you. That's why we're saying law of attraction will not deliver to you those things that are not a vibrational match to who you are. When you get tuned in to the loving, capable, worthy feeling being that you are, the best of all of you has to rendezvous there. And when you come together, to be non-physical energy, to come forth into the physical, to spread out and collect data and to launch rockets of desires, and then to come back into alignment with your cluster, can it get any better than that? You see what we're talking about?
Yes. Uh-huh.
This whole Abraham movement was a result of two people who came into life experience with the intention of living happily ever after and found a way to do it. In other words, came into alignment with the source that they are. And did it end then? No, it's continuing to add and add and add and add and add.
So if there's someone that is part of the cluster of the source that I became physical from and lives an ocean away and I never meet them physically, I'm still benefiting when they move closer and closer to their inner source?
You are, but even more, you're contributing in your way also, and you're adding, and so you're on the other side of the world and you hear a recording and it resonates with you. Do you know why? Resonates with you because you're part of that energy, because you're adding to it too. Jerry and Esther marvel that there are thousands of people on the weekly tape program, and the message keeps expanding from week to week. They say it feels like the same audience just travels from city to city to city to city to city. Because you're out there living your lives and contributing to what you want to know, and vibrationally you are received. In other words, it's a wonderful creation that we are all in together, you see. And we really are not interested or encouraging of the idea of families of consciousness that must be together. We want you to understand that in the truest sense of the word, everyone who is physically focused comes from this cluster. Okay. In other words, can you imagine as you bang around and contribute to your personal vibrational escrow, can you imagine what the vibrational escrow of mass consciousness must look like? And do you understand that as all of you are amassing it, and that the individual source of each of you is becoming it, that it is from this vantage point that all the new energies are being born? That's why they come forth not worried about global warming.